I want to continue third installment on this subject of for the outline preacher, for the outline, the preacher that preaches from an outline.
All right.
And we've tried to give some tips and some helps and some maybe even some expansion on our understanding of how to think about our outline. One thing we want to remind you is that an outline is the skeleton of your sermon.
Yeah. All right.
And just like the body needs a skeleton, if that skeleton wasn't under there, you'd be disfigured.
Yeah.
A sermon without a skeleton is disfigured. Yeah, it become unrecognizable as to what you're really getting at. And we want our message to be cohesive, want it to be logical, and most of all, we want it to be effective.
Yeah.
Now, for that to happen, people have to feel like they're going somewhere. You're taking them somewhere. You have to leave that impression upon them. And so an outline is nothing but a roadmap.
Yeah.
A roadmap. That's all it really is. Let me rush on because I want to try to get to most of what is there. Hopefully you have your handouts. We talked about several methods. One is we talk about the hook, book, look, and took way of thinking about your outline. We've talked about that. We talked about the three act structure of thinking about your outline. They're there on the paper. But we want to talk this morning and emphasize the most popular way to think about it, and that's the three-point sermon. The three-point sermon, and you have how it works there in the chart that's on the outline. So I really want to get to what some things that I've written down way more than I can talk about. So I'm going to skip through some of this. Most common, as I've already said, form of thinking about it is the three-point outline. That we have three emphasis points that make our main idea, our big idea, our thesis, what we're talking about, and what we have to say about that to make it stand.
Yeah.
In other words, we want to support it with 3 points. That's the 3-point outline. Sometimes it's 4 points, or sometimes it's 5 points. But generally it's 3 points. The sermon is essentially an essay outline. That's all. The 3-point sermon is essentially an essay outline. Enough sermons on the same subject is effectively a book. And a lot of preachers turn sermons into books. And so a few things about the text. When you preach in a particular text, make sure you read it adequately.
Yeah.
Read it enough to know the text.
All right.
To know the text. That's very important. If your congregation reads the story, if it's short enough that they can read through the story, and I'm an advocate for reading today in the church because so many folk don't want to read the Bible because that's boring. Well, beloved, that's what we're here for. The Word of God. Amen. If I, as the preacher, don't say anything, you read the Word, the living, powerful Word of God. And so if it's short enough, have them to read the story, because if they read the story, you don't have to tell the story again. They read the story. All you have to do is emphasize certain points and aspects of it. And so it may be necessary to read more than your pericope to bring about context, but just note your emphasis. Note what's important. And what you're really getting at, that what your sermon is really about, but you may need to read a little bit more. Then here's something very important. Be clear on what nuance you're emphasizing in the text or in a particular verse. For instance, we've been looking at Hebrews chapter number 3, verses 12 through 14. And I won't won't bear the reading of. Let me just read verse 12. Let me read verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, I told you, I was emphasizing out of that verse apostasy. But there could be a lot of things that you emphasize about that verse. That verse has more in it than you will ever talk about. Has more in it than you will ever even know that's in there. Because this is the word of God. And it's deeper than Jacob's well. This is the living word of God. So out of that one verse, you could be talking about the living God. That's there. You could be talking about the heart, right? The fact that the fallen heart, unredeemed heart, right? Because he's telling you, obviously, take heed to your heart. You'd be talking about sin, because that's the cause of sin. That's what happens. The fallen heart brings about sin. You could be talking about faith, lest you be led away from the faith, right? Right? You could be talking about self-examination. Take heed. You could be talking about disobedience, unbelief. All of this is there in that text. And so you want to be clear on what you're emphasizing in that particular verse and in that particular text. In this case, I have a portion, a preaching portion, several verses here. And of course, we're emphasizing apostasy. Of course, we talk about the main idea, the thesis. What are you talking about? Number one. And what are you saying about that? What are you talking about? What are you saying about that? If you don't know, they won't know.
All right.
And so that needs to be clearly stated in one sentence, a subject and a predicate. What are you talking about? And what are you saying about that? Now, so now, are you passionate about the subject matter?
All right.
God's not going to give you a message. I'm talking about one that come from God.
Yeah.
And won't give you fire with it.
All right.
That's important. It's not important to you. You won't convey that over the pulpit that it is important.
Yeah.
Do you see the problem that it addresses?
All right.
Some semblance of it. Now God's talking about way more than we have in our mind.
Right.
But do you see some semblance of the problem that it addresses? Is your message aimed at the head, at the heart, or at the hands?
All right.
Is it something you want them to think about? Is it something you want them to become passionate about? Or is it something you want them to do?
All right.
Because that's going to determine your application.
All right.
That's going to determine your application. Now, here's what we want. This teaching body. Now, let's talk about these points a little bit. These points in your teaching body. We talked introduction. I gave you some titles for it and things of that nature. The thesis. What are you talking about? What are you saying about that? But then the body. These points, because that becomes the meat and some of the most important things to make sure that we're proving what we're saying.
All right.
So a point is a leg that supports the main ideas. You're making legs to make the table stand and to support this big idea. Avoid, here's one of the main things to do, preachers. Avoid creating a sermon out of your points. Under a point, creating a whole nother sermon.
Sure.
What you talk about underneath your points ought to explain your point. And the point ought to support your subject, your main idea. So don't create a whole nother sermon. You get under there and you got to make other points and other and a list of things and all that. You got to explain. In other words, you have to explain your point. Your explanation of the point. You have to explain your explanation. No, it's supposed to be immediate. It's supposed to be automatic. And so, what do you do under the point? You explain, or you prove something, or you demonstrate something, or you illustrate something, or you exhort. Or you exhort under the point. Let's see. Can we give you some examples of that? And so here's your point. Your point is, and I'm taking this from the first point out of verse 12.
Wow.
Bring it back so you can complete it. Check your watch, man.